After 4 months of reporting from the enemy capitals of London and Berlin, Murrow and Shirer met on neutral ground in Amsterdam. In this joint broadcast from January 18, 1940, they compared notes on what had been described as the phony war, so-called because the war to that point had no front. The two men, who had by then become good friends, paint an illuminating portrait of British and German attitudes at the time.
The question most people are asking in England these days is, where are the Germans attacked in the spring?
Ned, I don't know a single German who isn't sure that there will be plenty of action in the spring. But what kind it'll be and where, no one knows or is likely to know until the blow falls.
British propaganda is trying to convince the Germans that they can have a reasonable peace if they'll only get rid of their present rulers.
In all frankness, I must say I don't think that propaganda is getting very far in Germany. Somehow this Allied talk about getting rid of the present regime and then getting a fair peace strikes him as no more sincere than the similar propaganda in the last war.
I see.
Every day it's hammered into them that they have only two alternatives, either to win the war, in which case they have a bright future, or to lose the war, in which case their present leaders assure them that there will be such a peace as will make Versailles look like an ideal instrument of justice and fair dealing.